Parti. I don't think I put it on. I got distracted at a point. Yeah, praise God. Okay, so we're looking at John chapter 3. John chapter 3, verse John 3:18 says, "He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he had not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men loved darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil." Now, if you look at the word, it says men loved. That word loved is it's not it.
Welcome.
Yes, it's agapao. Okay, so you read it to them. So it means to welcome. Men are entertained, to be fond of, to love dearly, to be well pleased, to be content with, at all with the thing. Okay? So he's saying that men are entertained with darkness because their deeds were evil. Now the word darkness it's actually, there are different words that are used, because men love that around their life because their deeds. Okay, now go to that verse 9 when it says because their deeds. Click on that word deeds.
Verse 19.
You engineers, you will like this one. Read it now. Is the word egon? Because they are egon. They are, that word egon means what? Business. What else?
Employment.
It's an occupation. It's an industry. The art, the application, or employment. So what is he saying? He's saying, some people have the industry of darkness, of producing darkness, of distributing darkness. That's what he's saying here. So he's saying that men love darkness because their works were evil, because their deeds. So man is entertained by darkness, and it's not just being entertained with darkness, it produces it. That is not what Romans chapter 1 says, that do not only do what is evil, but they have pleasure in them that do the same. Is not what he says?
Yes.
Okay, good. And somewhere in Timothy says that these are lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. Okay. So that gives us the feeling of this darkness. So, and then when you look at the darkness, I was able to identify 5 different aspects of darkness. This one we discussed, Egon, is actually the last part. You know, is the last dimension, okay, of darkness. But the for me, the original aspect of darkness is the Greek word kakos, k-a-k-a-k-o. It means the seed of darkness. That is the principle of darkness. And that's sort of what we're looking at. So we see that the principle of darkness is working in man. But you see, the darkness that is in man is not static. It is generative. Okay? It has the ability to bring forth more darkness. Isn't it also? Just like the righteousness in God is also generative, it generates more. You understand? That is the way it is. So this darkness produces more darkness. And the Greek people, they use one word, sapros, to describe it. So that is the third dimension of darkness. And in the world, is it the same? Okay? The first time Boko Haram came to Nigeria was 2009. Has it remained the same?
No.
What has happened to Boko Haram?
It
has grown. It has grown. That's darkness. It's also a little level levels the whole lump. That's darkness. Okay? So, the Greek people use that word, sapros. You know what sapros means? Something that is dead. Sapros. Okay? Saprophytic, that means something that is decayed. So the darkness in man is not just static. Every day it's becoming more dead. It's increasing in its power of darkness. So it's going down and down and down. He said that them that do so will wax worse and worse. Okay. So that is the danger of the darkness in me, that it is becoming more dark. And for, you look at your personal experience. So tomorrow, just say you will not pray tomorrow, Sunday. You will not pray on Monday. You will not pray on Tuesday. On Friday, say, in fact, I'm very tired. Let me just stay in the house and rest. God knows that I'm working very hard. No problem. Then on Sunday, say, no. Sister Choma, just go. You pray for me. Say, Chidi is resting. He's working very hard. So Chidi didn't come to fellowship on Friday. On Sunday, on Monday, he said, no, he said, I'm having fellowship with the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm listening to the tape of the last teacher. No problem. After 3 weeks, you will know your husband again. Because what has happened? Sapros has taken this effect. Just don't pray one day. Your mind, you know how it is. It's there. Everything that you have done now is. It's like nothing has happened because the darkness is generative. You know, so that's the second dimension. You know. So apart from the fact that this is the basic nature of darkness, this is the basic nature of darkness. Of darkness. This darkness that is within you is degenerative or it decays. So this is the dead body, the dead corpse. It's lifeless, but every day it is. Yes, please. Read, please.
The rotten, you know, worthless, bad,
that's right,
corrupt.
Yes,
he says. Corrupted by one and no longer fit for use.
That's right, that's the one. That's right, yes, that's it. No, if you, well, actually, I can't remember, but if you check in that Romans, in the John 3:8, check one of those words, you will get it. It gives you, that's the place where it gives you all the five words. You see it together. I can't remember which particular word. But when I was looking at this word, from here I got it. So check the different words. Yeah, check. I think it's down to N-A gun. If you check back, you will see. You will see it. You know. So that's the second dimension that is degenerative. Now, the darkness that is within, not the fact that it is there, or that degenerative. It has nature. There are different natures of this darkness. And that's what the Bible, that's the Greek word they call ponos. That means natures of darkness. And Ephesians called it powers. That there are powers. So there are spirits that have, their nature is the nature of sexuality, homosexuality. Homosexuality has been working and maximizing. The spirit of theft has been working and maximizing. The spirit of violence has been working. And, you know, so there are different natures of darkness that is working within man. And it's getting worse and worse and worse. You know. And so, you know, Ephesians 6 talks about this. It says there are powers. So there are spirits that are there. The more people who submit to it, the more powerful they become. And all that they're doing is they're pushing out God. They're becoming more and more expressive in their forms. Now, the fourth one is what they call poneros. That is the bringing forth of wickedness, evil. Wickedness, evil. This is a manifestation of evil. So this darkness, when it manifests, okay, they refer to it as poneros. And then we'll have our last, the one we mentioned last, Egon. This is the works. This is the occupation. This is the employment. And this is the exporting. The packaging and exporting of darkness. So these are the five dimensions of darkness that are working within the soul of man. You know. And the whole thing is geared at ministering darkness to the soul. So the spirits that are in me are feeding the soul. And, you know, and if you look within yourself, you know, Paul said, the things that I do, it is not me that doeth it. It is done by what? It is the law. He called it another law. Actually, it's the spirit that doeth it. So he said, with my mind, I serve the law of God. But with my flesh, I serve another law. Isn't that so? So that's what we are looking at. There are spirits within. They are the ones that want to do what is evil. They are the ones that bring bad thought. You know. And these spirits have so changed the nature of the soul that the soul has gone along. The soul has no choice. It's enjoying it. The soul is a fond of darkness. It's entertained with darkness. You would think that, they were showing that video of somebody being cold, murdered in cold blood, isn't that so? You think that human beings will run away from it. They came. And they were enjoying a human being clubbed to death. At that point, it was very clear the spirit in man was being entertained. And it didn't start now. In Rome, they are entertained with blood. So we who are about to die submit to Caesar. Have you heard of that before? We who are about to die will salute you, Caesar. And they go and fight. The last man alive becomes a free citizen of Rome. If he kills every other person, he is the big man. He has fought for his own freedom. That's what they started many centuries ago. They're still doing. Now you have home theater. Home theater is on your phone. You don't need to go to Rome, enter plane and fly to home theater. You can have it right in your house. You know, so that spirit of entertainment has now come, you know, and they've, you know, so entertainment is clearly darkness. Of course, say there's good entertainment, of course, there's good darkness.
The only reason why she went that far, but she knows that what happened in her son's school, where she was in boarding school, is that the son had broken his leg twice, or broken his hand twice, and they always said, oh, he said. But she now actually got to the root of the matter and found that
God.
They actually put them, this secondary school, the senior of school, the junior one, the rooms, until they should fight themselves after the last man and come out.
Well, they have this thing with the remote spot, but it's not a normal clarity. They call it something destruction.
They call it what?
I don't know if you know that. I've attended one before. This double destruction, but.
Okay,
okay. No, this is a car. The thing is the car racing, but that's not that one.
Real
cars, all of them, they come in. I went to one in Wimbledon, so. And they all start to, drive, hit one another, see the last car that stands. And actually have an ambulance. And for all of these events, someone always dies. And I mean, I was terrified. I've never seen that in my life. And
were you the only person in the stadium?
The only way I've been able to enter was because my cousin was security guard there. Because from 8 o'clock,
school,
the line waiting for dinner, the whole stadium is completely packed.
Did you go to any of the churches along that along that stadium? You will count 8 old English women sitting on the pew.
Yeah.
But the whole congregation is at the stadium.
Yeah.
Okay, thought it was running around.
So what is happening is if all of us are going, we can, four of us can group and say, oh, we have to work as a team. So try to take people down.
Okay.
And then when we finish, we start.
But everybody for himself now.
Yeah. I saw accidents. I've watched a movie. I've not seen my life before. I'm like, how did man be able to come to organize this?
So that is it. Yes. No, the spirit of entertainment, clearly, you and I would not normally want to argue, because I like entertainment, I like football. But the truth of it is that there's a spirit. You understand? There's a spirit that I must be delivered from. And I'm praying every day, say, God, I have to deal with this. And it's there. So all the sports. Of course, you say, bodily exercise is good. It's good. But the point is that it is good darkness.
So I'm very flabbergasted. There's some guy, I don't come back home. That's okay. I mean, this guy has a bike. Have you seen him drive on the road?
Mm-hmm.
Stop pipe and shit.
Mm-hmm.
But they're dying by the day.
Yes.
Yeah. There was an incident that happened in my house. It shocked me. We're just sitting, watching movie, the concert day, my family. So we didn't know that senior individual was watching. Seeing people fight with her. He just now walked up to my first daughter and called her name. He told her, as she raised up her head, he held a fist. And he's serious. We're shocked. We have to stop it. He just made a fist and hit her.
Was the spirit? Was the spirit? Was the spirit?
It all froze. I went to my wife's first film, it was like, so how did he get involved in it? You could see. From then they said no, to the shock.
Oh no, we have to
just remember that.
We have to repent.
Start to sit down, repent. I'm telling you that, like you said, we talked and everything.
We have to repent.
Very, just 2 years to us. Because of what he was watching, and he unconsciously now transmitted it.
So the issue of television really has to be. We find it difficult as but the truth of the matter is that that 3/4 of it is a bad influence. There are good things, but the thing that most of the time is bad influence, and. Okay, yes, I heard about it. I heard about it, yes, Hunger Games.
That's really what happened.
And that's a very bad one.
So they're all watching it, and that's what they're doing. But nobody's going to say, oh, if this they're watching it. Then they never make a
comment. I hope you know what is the Hunger Games. Please, can you? Please, just use 1 minute and tell us what is Hunger Games.
I don't really know much about it, but I've seen it maybe when the children said they want to go and watch movies, so I'm like reviewing and saying, which one?
No, I think my daughter was saying about it. I think it has to do with, they say somebody wrote a book where it's like the last survivor. The child that survives out of and his children, they fight themselves to death. That's the Hunger Games. Yeah. And it's a bestseller now. It's very common now. It's very common now. The thing is that the things the children know, you are actually a dwarf. They know so much. They know. So, you'll be shocked. They know so much. You know. And we have to really look at it. It's terrible. You know. One of the things is this homeschooling thing that, well, in the UK and in the US, even in Nigeria, with all this now, you have to consider it, doing part of it at home. You know, yes, you know, it's where everything is, all the subjects are from the Bible, you know, so they have those kind of curriculum, and it's a way to save the children from you know, from the kind of pollution you find in public school. You know, for my daughter, she said she didn't want to go back to school, so I had to pull her out and put her in a private, and that was the best decision we took because it was affecting her character. She came back to her normal self. The change was very clear. We could see it. You know, so because the things that are exposed to in school, you will not imagine.
Yeah.
You will not imagine the field that goes on. You know. So I think we'll just stop at this point. We've looked at the 2 and 3, the dimensions of darkness, and then the manifestation. So when we come back, we'll look at how do we practically overcome darkness. You know, and then we'll look at, that's number 4, is atonement of the soul. How do we overcome darkness? And then how do we receive the fullness of Christ within our soul, you know, so that we will not just, so now that we've known what darkness is, the way it functions, so how can we now overcome the darkness, and then how do we get the fullness of Christ within us? So the positive aspect, you know, so pardon, how to overcome darkness, that's the last one. Now that's atonement of the soul, that's how to overcome darkness. And then the 5th one is how to receive the fullness of Christ within our soul. So that's, you know, so we'll just stop at this. We'll just take a break. It's about 5:30 now. When do we start? Maybe an hour or so. So yeah, so we can 6:37. We can refresh, and we can come back. Praise God. Yeah.